好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord。
今天讲到的题目是摩西回应神的呼召。
The sermon title today is Moses responded to God's calling。
呀，终于走到这一步了。
Finally, he just moved to this stage。
面对神的呼召，摩西总要经过一番挣扎呀，对吧
？Facing God's calling, and Moses went through the struggling。
他终于做了一个决定，要回埃及了。
So finally, he decided to return to Egypt.
我们想想他这段时间的经历啊。
So just think about his experience then for this moment.
所谓40年的牵绊，40年的回忆，40年的预备啊。
So it's just like a 40 years of ties and 40 years of memory and 40 years of preparation.
如今因着神的呼召，摩西要出发。
Now, because of God's calling, and Moses is setting out again.
重新踏上一个新的征程，去到一个熟悉的地方。
He will just about embark on a new journey to a place he's not familiar.
我们要看看他回到这个熟悉的地方，他将要有怎样的事情发生呢
？So to the place he's familiar, let's see what will happen.
他在回应神的呼召的时候，神又是怎么带领他的呢
？So he responds to God's calling. How God will guide him?
我们先看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
平平安安的去吧。
Go in peace.
出门前总要与家人告别吧。
Before setting out, and he must be to say farewell to the family.
作为摩西，特别需要向他的岳父呀去辞行啊。
So for Moses, and he just especially important to take leave of his father-in-law.
他的岳父叶特罗先生也是在圣经中值得呀大书特书值得一书的一个人物啊。
So Moses' father-in-law, Jethro, actually, he's the person that's worth that in the Bible to describe about him.
作为摩西的岳父
，as Moses' father-in-law,
当时肯将女儿嫁给摩西。
So during the time, and he's willing to just let the his daughter marry Moses.
那摩西不能这么一走了之啊。
Moses cannot just left us without saying anything.
总要给这个老岳父有一个负责任的交代吧。
And he's supposed to be responsible, give an explanation to his father-in-law.
所以他首先要得到岳父的祝福啊。
First, he sought his father-in-law's blessing.
有些人可能也会像这种情况似的，一声不响，打着回应神的旗号。只身一人偷偷摸摸回埃及去了，或者去的什么宣教工厂去，也是有的，对吧
？And there's some people just leave just without a word and just secretly just go to the mission field.
如果摩西是如此这般的不负责任呢
？If Moses is like this and not so responsible,
那肯定也会在他的岳父一家以及米甸地区留下一个非常坏的名声和见证哦。
In this case, he might just leave just a bad testimony and for his father-in-law and the family.
其实摩西这一个走离开他的岳父和四百多年前或者再早一点的话，雅各离开岳父拉班也是有一个立体上的纵向对比，对吧
？Actually, when we look at when Moses left his father-in-law, and also we can just kind of compare with the time Jacob he left his father-in-law.
雅各好像就有那么一点缺乏君子作为了，对吧
？For Jacob, maybe the way he did is not just quite like a gentleman.
走的时候带着老婆、孩子、妻妾、牛羊，所有的财产就悄悄的走了就。
So he just left his father-in-law and just brought his wife and the children just silently.
几百年过去了。
100 years after.
这个神的选民的生命也是有改变的
，and that God's people's life had also changed.
所以圣经是用了两个人物相隔几百年，看见一个群体的素质生命在改变。
So we can see that God just used these two person, two characters, Jacob and Moses, to display to us and the life changing.
当然了，摩西的要求也并不过分了。
Of course, and Moses said his requirement is not that it's not going too far.
他属于情理。之间的事情吧。
So the way he did, actually, it is reasonable.
正如圣经所为他说话的那样所说了。
And it's just like the Bible described about him.
他说，于是摩西回到他岳父叶特罗那里，对他说：“求你容我去见我在埃及的弟兄，看他们还在不在啊。”
Moses went back to his father-in-law Jethro and said to him, Please let me return to my own people in Egypt to see if any of them are still alive.
在这里摩西口中的我在埃及的弟兄是指谁呢？
The phrase, my own people in Egypt. And so what is that he's talking about?
其实在圣经中的启示的次序来看，它有一点一语双关的意味了。
So, the word, the phrase came from Moses' mouth carries a double meaning.
首先他的岳父理解是指他的亲身家庭的弟兄亚伦呢，和他的家庭其他的成员，会不会啊
？Maybe for his father-in-law Jethro, he may think of Moses talking about his brother Aaron and his side of family.
但是上帝带给他的使命是要拯救以色列人离开埃及啊。
And however, God's mission to Moses is for him to just bring all the Israelites out of Egypt.
所以这里的。这里的弟兄比较大概率的也会指向整个以色列人。
So therefore, and here, meaning my own people can say, describe us that the whole Israelites.
从后来摩西的岳父还给摩西出主意怎么管理以色列人来看呢，可能摩西那时候也告诉岳父了。
So by looking at the things happened later, that the father-in-law helped Moses to manage the Israelites, maybe,Moses already told his father-in-law.
所以我们也听见岳父叶特罗对摩西祝福说：“你可以平平安安的去吧。”
So here, Jethro said to Moses, "Go in peace."
大家不要忘了，其实你家人对你的祝福也是很重要的。
So don't forget, and your blessings to your family members so important.
寻求神的心意的三个要素，这是其中一个很重要的因素。
Seeking God's will, and this is one of the important factor.
其次是得到上帝的祝福了。
Second, receiving God's blessing.
人呢是可以得到，人是可以得到人的祝福。
A person may receive blessings from other people.
唯有神才能够呢，就是赐给，这给人赐福。
But only God can bestow true blessing.
我们不能说某某某某人赐福于你，不可以，只能说神赐福于你，对吧
？We cannot say the one person just bestow the blessing to the other.
因为祝福是人与人之间相互的一个作为。
So human blessing is mutual, just the
force between people. 而赐福却只能是从神到人所得到的一份恩典。
However, the divine blessing just comes only from God to humankind, human beings.
显然摩西也似乎得到了如同道成肉身的主当年所得到的神与人喜悦他的心一同增长，对吧？
So clearly, Moses also received something similar to what the incarnate Lord would later experience, favor with God and with man.
那怎么知道神祝福他呢？
How do we know God just blessed Moses?
怎么知道神赐福摩西呢？
And how do we know God just gave the blessing to Moses?
因为耶和华在米甸对摩西说话了。
Because the Lord spoke to Moses in Midian.
他说你要回到埃及去。
So the Lord said, go back to Egypt.
意思就是你别害怕。
Meaning, do not be afraid.
那当年寻索你命的人都死了。
For those who wanted to kill you are dead.
试问谁才能决定或者安排人的生死呢？
Who then has the power to determine or arrange the life and death of a person?
凭什么四十年都过去了，摩西活着，要迫害摩西的人，都死了呢？
So how come after 40 years, all the people who want to kill Moses died?
我自己回想起我自己这一生啊，也常常经历这样的事情。
Look at my life, looking back, and this kind of thing also just happened to me.
年轻的时候也是会遭遇不同的逼迫啊，遭遇不同的。境遇啊，也是有这样的不同的事情发生的。
When I was young, and there are some like things that are similar to some, and just some bad happened to me.
无论是在亚洲，还是在欧洲，还在哪个州，对吧
？So either in Asia or in Europe.
有的时候无意间一回头看看，这些人当年好像与我不对付的人都死了。
And when I just turn around, I just look at the people who used to just mistreat me, and they already.Pass away.
当然也不会都死光了，上帝总是留一些是你自己心中认为麻烦的一些人物的，让你心中警醒和谦卑了。
Of course, I don't mean just they already pass away, and God still just leave some of them. Actually, just kind of remind me just be cautious.
这就是人生吧。
This is life.
所谓三十年河东，四十年河西，有没有？
So just truly, time just changes, and people just rise and fall.
一朝君子，一朝臣呐。
So it's just like the people just that those like the turnover.
我们也经历着人生所谓的人生苦短呐。
And life is short and fleeting.
但是摩西却在有限的时空中得到了无限的神厚厚的恩典。
Yet in Moses' limited years, and he just received a boundless grace and of God.
那又何以见得呢
？So how can we under? How do we know that?
你想想，他八十岁了。
Think about that. He's already 80 years old.
他领受神呼召的时候是八十岁的弟兄姐妹。
So Moses was 80 years old when he received God's call.
一个八十岁的人还有机会去领受使命耶。
So a person already 80 years old still have the chance to receive the divine mission.
一个八十岁的人还有一个重新起步去好好为神而活呀。
And he still have the opportunity just to live for God.
我想一想，我都觉得我好像现在退休有点不地道，有点不好意思。
So when I think about this, I feel just kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, 还是看神带领吧。
Just see how God will guide me.
好，最后是带着妻儿拿着杖。
Finally, and Moses set out with his wife and sons carrying the staff in his hand.
毋庸置疑，摩西真的是个好丈夫、好父亲。
No doubt, Moses is a good husband and father.
也是我们口中常常称之为是顶天立地的一个好男人呐。
He's a man of integrity who just stood tall before God and people.
那为什么这么说他呢
？So why do I say that?
因为我们发现摩西无论去到哪里，都将老婆孩子带在自己的身边。
Because where Moses went, he took his wife and children with him.
我说这样的男人是好男人。
And I just call this man is a very good man.
一般比较渣的人呢，把老婆孩子往家一丢，自己跑去走南闯北去了，对吧
？Because many just said that men they just leave their wife and children at home and then just go by themselves.
呀，这一些男人往往不懂得人生的许多真谛和智慧的道理啊。
So this type of people they just do not really understand and the truth of the life.
人生一世。似乎人人都想求富有，会不会啊
？In this life, seems like everyone seek wealth.
但是大多数人却不晓得所求的这个富、财富、富有到底是什么。
Yet few just truly understand what kind of wealth they're seeking.
其实你如果清楚的话，你会充满智慧。
If you're clear about this, you're full of wisdom.
一个男人所谓求富，就当求富妻呀。
So therefore, there's a saying: If you seek prosperity, seek a virtuous wife.
你的富有是因为你的妻子贤惠。
So you have the wealth because your wife is that it's very good.
因为你的妻子温柔。
Because she's a very tender, very kind.
因为你的妻子顺服。
And she's obedient.
因为你的妻子为你生儿育女。
And she just supports children for you.
因为你的妻子不离不弃。
And because she just does not leave you.
当你有一个这样的妻子的时候，你很富有的，弟兄姐妹。
So, brother, sister, when if you have the wife just like this, you're just very rich.
所谓求富，求富妻呀。
So there's a saying that if you seek prosperity, just seek a virtuous wife.
呀，我以前有一个很好的朋友了。
So I once had a friend, a very good friend.
从小长得大是算是发小，算是。亲兄弟这么一个关系吧。
So we're just like the childhood friend, almost just like a brother.
九十年代就发财了。
He just made the fortune 1990.
一发财就告诉我说，他这一辈子只有一个女人，一个老婆，觉得对不上他的身份。他这么富有，这么了不起。
He said, "I'm so rich, and it just I just deserve have more than one wife."
我就跟他讲，你傻呀你啊！
And I just told him, how could you be that?
糟糠之妻不可抛啊。
And I told him, you must not abandon the wife of your youth.
你有了点钱你就瞎得瑟。
How can you just waste the, once you have the some money, and then you just want to go just the wrong way?
就是求富妻啊，求妻妇啊。
And I say, if you want to seek the fortune, just find a good wife.
你连人生当中最宝贵的那个糟糠之妻你都抛弃，那你得多傻多愚昧啊！
If you just want to abandon the wife of your youth, you're just not smart.
他就不明白问为什么呀？
He asked me why.
我说圣经是这么教的，信不信由你。
And I said, believe it or not, because the Bible just teaches this.
你抛弃你的妻子意味着什么，你知道吗
？You know what happened if you cast away your wife?
我说你抛弃你的妻子意味着你抛弃的就是你一生的财富啊。
I told him, if you just cast away your wife, you're casting away your life's true wealth.
他对我的建议和说法不屑一顾。
He just doesn't care about what I said.
他才没那么回事呢。
And he said that's nonsense.
我把他抛弃，我另外找年轻的十八岁的多的是，为什么要跟他黄脸婆一起过日子
？And he said I just could have just find a wife and just like young age 18. Why should I just keep my promise with my wife?
苦口婆心的劝他不肯听啊。
I just try all my heart just to talk to him, but he would not listen.
那前不久有个机会跟他在微信上联系上了。
Not too long ago, I just got connected with him on WeChat.
我听他讲了讲他最近所过的日子。
And I understand about how his life is.
你知道他现在过的是什么日子吗
？Do you know what kind of life he has right now?
四个字来告诉你。
I can only just tell you in very simple four words.
穷困潦倒。
He just lived in a poverty and a misery.
面目全非。
And also, just everything just completely broken.
呀，他身边的人告诉我说，他已经几乎是老人痴呆症了。
And also, his friend near him told me that he already got Alzheimer.
他比我还年轻个两三岁吧。
He's about 2-3 years younger than me.
所以人这一生啊，你要过一个怎样的日子，你自己做决定。
Therefore, it's your own decision. What kind of life you want to have?
我们看见今天讲到的主人公摩西是一个怎样的男人呢
？So today's the sermon's main character, Moses. What kind of person he is?
圣经说，他就带着妻子和两个儿子，叫他们骑上驴，回埃及地去。摩西自己拿着神手中拿着神的杖。
The Bible says, so Moses took his wife and his two sons.Put them on a donkey and started back to Egypt.
我心想，
took the staff of God.
天底下哪一个女人不希望嫁给像摩西这样的人呢
？So who does not want to marry a man just like Moses like this?
让老婆还是骑上驴。
So to just let the wife and the children just ride the donkey.
他手中拿着上帝赐给他的那一杆杖。
He's holding the staff of God in his hand.
看家护院护妻保儿，对吧？
So just kind of he's just like a guard and protect his wife and the children.
Yeah, 这是人生中的平安呐、啊，弟兄。
This is the peace in life, brother and sister.
所以他的岳父就祝福他了，你要平平安安的去吧。
So his father-in-law just bless him, go in peace.
好，我们看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
以色列是我儿子。
Israel is my son.
神实在是恩待了摩西呀、啊。
Truly, God was gracious to Moses.
我们发现上帝对他是千叮咛万嘱咐的呀。
So God spoke to him with the countless reminders.
呀，想想看，还真有点儿女情长的那种味道和感觉。
So think about it. There's even just a sense of a deep affection.
有的时候也觉得上帝好像对摩西略略有些偏心呢。
Seems like God has a preference about Moses.
他甚至告诉亚伦和米利安说：“我与摩西是面对面的说话，你怎么敢跟他比呢？”
God even just told Aaron and Miriam said that I just talked to Moses face to face. How can you compete with him?
首先，谁是谁的长子呢
？First of all, whose firstborn are we talking about?
呀，经文说了一句话。
The Bible says.
他说：“以色列是我的儿子，是我的长子啊。”
Israel is my firstborn son.
他是叫摩西告诉法老所要说的话。
So.He just told Moses and just to tell Pharaoh.
因为这250万以色列人，他是我的长子，是我的孩子，我要让他回到旷野当中来向我敬拜呀。
With the 2.5 million of the Israelites, I just want them to come and to worship me.
但是我们就要思考一下，到底谁是上帝的长子呢
？Then we have to think this. And so, who is the firstborn son.
从系统神学的启示的真理来看呢
，from the revelation of systematic theology，
上帝的长子的启示是落在基督身上的。
The fullness of God's revelation just ultimately rests upon Christ.
我们可以打开罗马书八章二十九节来看一看。
So we can see that from Romans chapter 8 verse 29。
圣经说，因为他预先所知道的人。就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters.
这出埃及记和罗马书两节经文放在一起，我们看到什么呢
？When we just put the verses.From Exodus, also Romans together, what do we see?
在这里的解经的原则是一个渐进的启示，对吧
？So here, the principle of interpretation involves progressive revelation.
也有一个加强意味。
And intensifying the meaning.
以及当然有个旁征博引嘛。
And of course, the cross-referencing the, within Scripture.
从出埃及记到罗马书。
So from the book of the Exodus to the book of the Romans.
关于长子一说。
The concept about the firstborn.
圣经的核心启示无疑，毫无疑问是指向耶稣基督的。
So it just points that unmistakably to Jesus Christ as the ultimate fulfillment of God's redemption, redemptive plan.
但是从上帝启示的时空学来看呢？
Yet from the perspective of God's divine timeline.
那么以色列当然也是神时候满足时候的一个直接启示嘛。
Israel was indeed a direct relation for that specific moment in history.
就是说在摩西时代的那个时空之中呢？
So that it in the era of Moses.
Yeah, 神对法老说的话。
When God spoke to Pharaoh.
他显明神的选民的独特地位与权柄。
He was that declaring the unique status and the authority of his chosen people.
神也实实在在称呼以色列人为他的儿子，为他的长子。
And truly God called the Israelites and his firstborn son.
在那一个时空当中，毫无疑问，以色列就是充当了上帝的 长子，全世界只有这一个选民，当然就是长子吧。
In that particular time and space, the Israelites was called and the firstborn son.
所谓圣经神学和系统神学的区别，在这里有一些这么个时空性的 差异了。
So that is a biblical theology and a systematic theology and the difference.
其次是带着杖行其事。
Second, carrying the staff to perform miracles.
摩西是先带妻儿回去。
Moses first set out with his wife and children.
然后才手里拿着神的杖。
And in his hand, he carried the staff of God.
所以在这个句子的排列当中，上帝是这么安排的。
So, in this arrangement, and that is God's order.
Yeah, 神的杖是什么意思呢，弟兄姐妹？
So, what does the staff of God mean?
Yeah, 圣经诗篇二十三篇说，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我，对吧？
So, in Psalm 23, it said your staff and your rod just comfort me.
所以神的杖当然可以安慰神的子民，安慰百姓。
So the staff and it's a source of to comfort God's people.
既然是杖。当然包括管教嘛，就是不听话要打的。
And since it's a step, it also included discipline.
我常常跟弟兄姐妹，哪个孩子要不要打呀？三天不打，今天要打，明天不打。牧师有时也会将打字挂在嘴边，对吧
？So as a pastor, and sometimes I just say, I would use the staff to rebuke and like a brother sister.
我们有些弟兄姐妹对神的启示不完备、不整全呢，会怎么想问题呢
？So some brother sister they do not fully understand about God's words. What would they think?
这牧师怎么老说打，是不是老我还没有改掉啊
？And they said that the pastor still have this old self. He always said to want to.
好像有些暴力倾向，有没有啊
？Does he have that like a violent?
这是你对神的话语的。比较肤浅的认识，对神的启示不完备而已了。
And it's just because of your shallow understanding about God's revelation.
不要忘了，神是一个圣洁的神，也是个怜悯的神。
Do not forget, God is a God who has a mercy.
我们比较愿意去抓住上帝的怜悯，比较愿意忽略上帝的圣洁和他的公义，对吧
？And we sometimes want to just grasp about God's mercy, but we neglect about God's righteousness and His holiness.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters.
呀，上帝是一个公义的神。
God is a righteous God.
呀，他手中是有杖的。
He has staff in his hand.
他把杖赐给摩西。
He gave the staff to Moses.
让摩西拿的这个杖是可以去管教神的子民的。
For Moses to discipline God's people.
当然，对外更加可以在法老面前行出神迹奇事嘛。
But also an instrument at through which God's mighty work would display before Pharaoh.
要不要忘了，当时的埃及术士也可以行很多的异能啊。
Don't forget the magicians of Egypt could also perform wonders.
也可以把什么一个棍子变成蛇，也是有这个能力的。
They can have that those like the way to make the staff to the snake.
只不过他们是出于邪灵。
However, they just did that from the evil spirit.
摩西是出于创天造地的主宰。
What Moses did was from the holy God.
呀，埃及人所行的与上帝无关呢。
What the things the Egyptian did has nothing to do with God.
而摩西所行的是什么呢
？And what Moses did is
就是将耶和华指示他的一切启示 都行在长老面，在法老面前。
So Moses just did everything just as the Lord has commanded him.
但耶和华要任凭法老的心刚硬了。
Yet the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart.
而且耶和华知道法老必不容以色列离开的。
And God knew that the Pharaoh would not just let the Israelites go.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我鼓励弟兄姐妹不要以为神只有慈爱。
I just want to encourage brothers and sisters.Do not think God only has love.
除了慈爱以外，上帝更加有公义啊。
And besides love, God is even He's a righteous God.
不但有公义，而且还有愤怒。
Not only He's righteous and just, and He can just be angry.
上帝不但会救人，他还会杀人的。
So He's the God Lord who saved, yet also God will just also kill.
你还真的别不相信了。
So just do not just have a doubt.
你也没有必要感到惊讶和奇怪的。
And don't just be surprised by it.
我们有的时候对上帝的认识是很奇怪的。
Sometimes our understanding about God is very strange.
我们当中很多人会把上帝当作是一个圣诞老公公啊。
Some people may just treat God as if He were a Santa Claus.
除了发一些圣诞礼物，别的不会干了。
Other than giving the gifts, He can do nothing.
既没脾气，也没原则。
He's just a kindly figure without a temper.
以至于上帝的儿女活着活着，渐渐失去了对上帝的敬畏，觉得无所谓。
And so that the people just slowly just lose the fear of the Lord.
好，最后是容我的儿子去。
Finally, let my son go.
呀，分别呀，我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，千万不要以为上帝所说的话无所谓，你可以无动于衷。
So, brother, sister, just let us not be indifferent to the words.That God speaks.
觉得好像什么都无所谓啊。
And just not just the treating us having nothing.
神让摩西对法老怎么说呢？
God instructed Moses to say to Pharaoh.
我对你说过，容我的儿子去，好侍奉我。
I told you, let my son go, so he may worship me.
但是你还是不肯容我的儿子去啊。
But you still don't let my people go.
上帝怎么说话呢？
So how did God say?
上帝说，看了，我要杀你的长子啊。
And God said, so I will kill your firstborn son.
有没有人觉得上帝很残忍啊？
Do you think God is very cruel?
我猜可能会有这样的人，对吧？
I guess maybe some people will think this way.
这是提前神借着摩西对法老发出的警告啊。
This was a warning given to Pharaoh in advance.
我心想，如果法老听见这个话就心生敬畏会怎么样呢？
I'm just thinking, if Pharaoh just heard when he heard this, if he just had heard this with reverence and obeyed.
他不但心生敬畏，而且对上帝言听计从。
And what if he just also obeyed?
那当然，他的日子也就相安无事嘛。
Of course, in this case, and he would have been just spared from judgment.
只是这个人啊，要灭亡之前，他肯定会疯狂啊。
However, before one.The man is that to be perished, and he will just go crazy.
在毁灭之前，肯定要逼迫上帝的儿女的。
And before that happened, and he would just destroy God's children.
啊，一会儿拆一个十字架，一会儿毁个教堂，一会儿把上帝的仆人使你抓到监狱里面去酷刑。他干这些愚昧的事，难道真以为上帝可以轻慢吗
？They just did all those the fool things, and just that.Destroy the church and just tear down the cross and arrest the God's servants.
这就是当时的法老啊。
And that is the Pharaoh during the time.
当时的法老他是不作不死，不死不作呀。
So the Pharaoh just he would not just yield until death forced him to.
他的愚昧让他无知啊。
And he just so ignorant and just treat a fool.
谁又岂是你能去轻慢的吗
？And who can just treat Almighty God lightly?
呀，当他发现摩西竟然。还没有行割礼。
When God saw that Moses himself has not yet circumcised his son,
他就想要去把摩，甚至连摩西给杀掉了。
And God just wanted to just kill Moses.
你不要以为你服侍神的人，你就可以轻慢神。
So do not think you're God's servant and you can just do not have the reverence heart.
圣经说摩西的妻子西波拉做了什么事呢？
So the Bible said that Moses' wife and she did one thing.
希伯拉用一块火石割了他儿子的羊皮。
So Zipporah, she just took a flint knife and cut off her son's foreskin.
就丢在摩西的脚前。
And touched Moses' feet with it.
他就对他的儿子说：“你真是我的血狼了。
”And she said, "Surely you are a bridegroom of blood to me."
啊，应该是摩西是已经在以前就行过割礼，但是摩西的儿子他真没当一回事。
And it is that Moses already had a circumcision, but his son did not.
有的时候我们真是一件事情，好像觉得很小的事情不当一回事，但在神那里是看为很大的。
Sometimes we think it's a little thing, however, in God's eyes, it's a big thing.
求神帮助我们，千万不要成为一个轻慢神的人呐。
May God just help us. Just don't be the person. Just do not just take.And fear God.
好，我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
呀，他们就低头下拜。
Then they bow down and worshipped.
这个人在神面前如果不圣洁啊。
Before God, if the person and who is not holy.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，神必不会放过你的。
Brother, sister, in this case, God will not just let you go.
连被称为是耶和华的好朋友摩西尚且如此。
Even the Lord's dear friend Moses was not exempt.
更何况你我呢？
Now even mentioned about you and me.
此时的摩西对神的认识比以往更加丰盛了。
At this point, Moses' understanding of God had grown far deeper than before.
首先是遵照神的吩咐。
First, he obeyed God's command.
圣经怎么说呢？
How does the Bible say?
他说耶和华对亚伦说，你往旷野去迎接摩西吧。
The Lord said to Aaron, "Go into wilderness to meet Moses."
所以他除了在摩西身上动工，他也在他兄弟亚伦身上动工啊。
God not only worked on Moses, also on Aaron, his brother.
亚伦就在神的山那里遇见了摩西，就跟他彼此的拥抱亲嘴了。
So Aaron met Moses at the mountain of God and kissed him.
我们回过头来看摩西或者亚伦嘛，当然摩西为主了，他的顺服来之不易的。
So we can see, and Moses Aaron, like his obedience did not just come easily.
他或者他们必须谦卑下来。
He had to humble himself.
他必须接受上帝的话语权、叙事权。
And submit to God's narrative authority.
我们不妨自问。
Let us ask ourselves honestly.
让我们听从一个吩咐容易吗？
Is it easy for us to obey when we are instructed?
坦率讲是非常不容易的。
Actually, it's not easy.
我们的本性里边就有一个心不甘情不愿的悖逆了。
In our nature, we just have this disobedient heart.
不管是谁对我们说话，我们听的时候表面上是点头称是，对吧？
When others speak to us, we may just nod and agree outwardly.
但是心里边呢？
However, inwardly?
难道你就不犯嘀咕吗？
Don't we sometimes just question?
你就没有些怀疑
？And doubt?
不提出一些异议吗
？Or resist?
这就是我们呐，对吧
？That is us.
凭什么我们要听从你的叙事权呢
？So why we have to listen to you?
难道这件事你说怎样就怎样吗
？And so when you say this, and we just follow you?
你为什么不能让我来解释解释呢
？Why don't you just let me explain?
走到这一步，摩西不再作了。
So when Moses get to this stage, he no longer argued.
他已经明白这个真理是什么了。
Moses understand what the truth is.
此时此刻的摩西是神说了，他就去遵行了。
So Moses loved at this moment, and when God spoke, he obeyed.
事情就这样发生了。
And the thing just happened like this.
他看见他和亚伦就真在西乃山相遇了。
And he did exactly as the Lord commanded, and he met with Aaron on Mount Sinai.
可能当时他们兄弟俩也不知道，他们兄弟俩这一次在西乃上的相遇呢。
So this time, and when they met each other on Mount Sinai,
揭开了一个以色列人出埃及的历史起始的篇章啊。
So this is the historical encounter, just making the beginning of Israel's great exodus from Egypt.
其次是遵照神的话语。
Second, obeying God's word.
顺服神的本质就是顺服神的话语。
The essence of obedience to God is obedience to His word.
而且是照他的话语去行啊。
And also just do as what God says.
圣经怎么说呢？
How does the Bible say?
摩西将耶和华打发他所说的言语和嘱咐他所行的神迹都告诉了亚伦。
Moses told Aaron everything the Lord had sent him to say.
摩西这是干什么呢？
So what was Moses doing?
他是在建立他日后服事的团队啊。
He's establishing and the team.
他的基本团队就是和他的兄弟亚伦建立一个兄弟的团队，对吧
？So this team that is for Moses and his brother Aaron.
团队建立好就开始要服事了。
Once the team was formed and the work of ministry began.
他们首先就要去召聚以色列的众长老。
They gather all the elders of Israel.
亚伦就开始按照神的心意。
And Aaron, according to the will of God,
他将从摩西那里领受神的旨意，再向以色列百姓去传达。
And received a message from Moses and delivered it to the people of Israel.
所谓是上帝不离父子兵，打死不离亲兄弟嘛。
And just as the brothers united, it is in one heart.
所以教会其实也是同样的道理了。
It's the same for the church.
教会唯有同心合意才能够广传福音的。
Only when the church have the one heart and one mind, then we can spread the gospel.
但是教会总有一些人总觉得他自己的道理就很大呀。
However, some people just think that their thinking is greater than others.
想一想，大家不妨试想一下。
Think about this.
如果每人都有一个自己的道理。
If each person has his own reason,
教会传福音就成了一句空话了。
In this case, the evangelism just becomes nothing more than an empty word.
总是觉得自己很了不起啊。
And if you just always think you're great,
总是看别人不如自己啊。
And think others are inferior to us.
总要提出自己的人权、自己的主张、自己的聪明、自己的道理。
And if you just always want to just bring out about your reason.
有的时候我也好奇，到底圣经、上帝、基督是让我们传你的道理呢，还是传圣经的道理呢？
And sometimes I just wonder, did God just ask you to share the gospel or share your will?
最后是活出信心的敬拜。
Finally, live out faith and worship.
走到今天这个地步呢，摩西、亚伦的团队与以色列之间已经渐入佳境了。
By this point, the relationship of Among Moses, Aaron, and the people of Israel had grown stronger and more harmonious.
那又何以见得呢？
How do we know this?
圣经说了一句很关键的话。
The scripture tells us the critical point. 圣经说
百姓就信了。
And the people believed.
啊，这句很关键的。
And this sentence is very critical.
人非有信不能得神的喜悦啊。
Because we cannot please the Lord if we do not have faith.
以色列听见耶和华眷顾他们，鉴察他们的困苦，就低头下拜了。
And when they heard that the Lord had visited the Israelites and had seen their misery, they fell down and worshipped.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
人一旦有信心的话呢，
If a person has faith,
神的恩典就必然会临到的。
And for sure, and God's grace is poured down upon him.
当人的信心与神的眷顾相遇的时候呢，
When a person's faithAnd just meet with the Lord.
就会在人的心灵，诚实处呢，生出敬拜的灵。
So a spirit of worship arises.
不单是敬拜的灵，而且还有敬畏之心。
Not only that, also with the heart of reverence.
以及每个人都有一个心生敬虔之意啊。
You know, and also just the reverent heart.
这也是为什么神不喜悦我们，喜悦我们总是叫苦了，总是埋怨。的道理所在了。
That is the reason why God does not delight in our constant complaining.
因为圣经说，神已经鉴察了我们的困苦了。
The Bible said that God has already seen our suffering.
难道神已经鉴察我们的苦，我们还需要去诉苦吗？
Do we have still complain since God already see our suffering?
还是你觉得神没有能力知道我们的苦难呢？
Or do you think God just have no ability?To understand about our suffering.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
圣经教导我们只需要先求他的国和他的义啊。
The Bible teaches we just need to seek first His kingdom, His righteousness.
其他的我们一切需要他都知道啊，弟兄姐妹。
And all these things then will be given just to us as well. God knows that.
问题是你信吗？
The key is, do you believe this?
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
摩西终于回应神的呼召了。
Moses has finally responded to God's call.
摩西的悖逆引发了神的怒气。
Moses' initial rebellion stirred the anger of God.
但是摩西虽然悖逆，
Yet though he had rebelled,
但是他却不坚持自己的愚昧。
He did not stubbornly cling to his own foolishness.
更重要的是，摩西的属灵肌肉很发达呀。
More importantly, Moses' spiritual muscles were strong.
很有弹性啊。
Also very flexible.
因为他可以悔改。
Because he would repent.
他愿意认错。
And he's willing to just admit his mistakes.
他终于回转了。
And ultimately, he turned back to God.
终于踏上一条全人委身服侍神的道路。
He embarked on a path of wholehearted dedication and service to the Lord.
好，我们去祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
感谢你让我们看见摩西终于回应神的呼召了。
Lord, we thank you. You allow us to see that Moses finally just responded to God's call.
我们看见神的恩手在摩西的身上一点一点地带领他的脚步。
And we see how God so graciously just guide and Moses' steps.
摩西惹动神的愤怒。
Moses stirred God's anger.
却不坚持自己的愚昧。
However, he did not persist about his ignorance.
他愿意快快地悔改，快步脚步跟上神。
He just quickly just catch up and follow God.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
求神继续带领我们的生命。
May you continue to guide our life.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.